Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we are going to talk about a pretty simple topic, but I think one of the main things we try to get across to folks with Fran Coach and with this podcast, and that is very simply, franchise ownership is significantly, and I mean significantly, more attainable than most people realize. And we're going to talk about that today and some of the kind of the factors that go into that. But first, Let's do a little self-promotion here, right? So Fran Coach, who are we? We are a national search firm, and we are dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in franchise ownership. We are partnered with well over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, and that spans nearly 60 industries. And our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise to own after, of course, we help them understand how attainable it is. And our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast is very simply to educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. And today, I think, really is probably the, we're on episode 93 today, which I can't believe we made it past episode 3, right, to begin with, when this all started a year and a half ago. So thanks, first off, to all of you for helping making that possible. But we talk about educating people and helping them understand franchise ownership, but really, like, the biggest thing is this is more attainable than most people realize. If you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast in some way, shape, or form, working for yourself, a business, a franchise, whatever that might be, has crossed your mind. You have found a way to seek this out and find us. And thank you for doing so. And congratulations really on taking that first step towards doing so. We want you to know this is more attainable. So what are we talking about with that? So let's first kind of flip this. What are maybe the myths or perceptions of franchise ownership? What's number one? Money. Most people, and myself included, before I started this journey into this crazy world of franchising 7+ years ago, thought, oh my gosh, if I want to own a franchise, it's going to take hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. The big stuff, the things we all know about, our pals at Entrepreneur Magazine, entrepreneur.com, a couple months ago released their annual top 500 franchise list. What's sitting right there at the top? Like one of our myth franchises, Taco Bell, right? I'd say show of hands, how many people have $2 million to invest in a brand new Taco Bell? Okay, so I'm guessing not a lot of people are holding their hands up, mine are down, right? So that's what we think of. And we think, oh my gosh, it's going to take all this money. Number two, I think, is really, there's three things. And number two is I'm limited to what I already know and what I've already done. And that's because the corporate world beats that into our head. If I work in a particular industry, that's the only thing that I can do. And in franchising, it's typically the complete opposite. But again, it's just something that is, the longer we've been in the corporate world, the more we just are forced to believe the only thing we can do is what we've done. And then the number three is that, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to own a business. I'm going to work, you know, all these crazy hours. And which is interesting for folks coming out of the corporate world, because so many, and I think, to be honest, the older generation, people, you know, like me, got a little white somewhere, whatever that might be, wear that those hours like a badge of honor. Oh, I work 80 hours. I work 100 hours. First of all, you're probably lying, right? Or you're doing so because you're, I don't know, maybe not very efficient or avoiding something else, whatever. I can go into a whole thing on that. But that's the perception of the like, as a business owner. Oh my gosh, I got to work 7 days a week and nights and weekends and all of these hours. And the reality of it is, in franchising, none of those things are the case. Yes, if you want Taco Bell, you're going to spend a couple $1 million, right? But the vast majority of things out there that we work with, and again, we are partnered with well over 500 franchises, a little over half don't require a brick and mortar retail space. So those are very low level investments. industry, the hours, all of those things are really myths that are not, they're not true, right? So let's talk about those, kind of break those down a little bit. So from a financial perspective, number one, again, are there things that are hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars to invest in? Absolutely. The aforementioned Taco Bell, the McDonald's, right? All of those big standalone things are going to be, they're going to have two commas in it. A lot of the brick and mortar, smaller things that you see, food, fitness, beauty, they might be, you know, you might need, you know, 100,000 plus liquid plus whatever funding thing that you're doing. But again, that's a little under half of the things out there. So all the things that don't require that true brick and mortar space, it's not as much of an investment. You don't need as much out of pocket financial. We have funding partners and funding options out there that you can get started with very little out of pocket cash. And in fact, we've got a couple ways you don't need any cash out of pocket to make this happen from a funding perspective. And then again, some of those things that don't require retail space are a much, much lower investment, lower overhead, tend to be quicker ramp up because you don't have that 6, 9, 12 month build out of something from a brick and mortar space, right? So simply financially, it's not always that high end investment. And in reality, it's usually the opposite end of what that looks like. Through the funding options, we can get away at times with little to no cash out of pocket. You can utilize your own resources financially, retirements, equity are two big ones, right? That again, we already have the money sitting there in some capacity, right? And then again, we don't have to have things that are those high dollar investments, right? But then what about the industry, right? And we've talked about this on numerous podcasts, but franchises aren't looking for an owner with industry experience because rarely are you going to be the doer. Taco Bell owners aren't in there rolling that taco for you every single day, right? That's not their job. There are multiple layers removed from that. Example we always use is you'd be the biggest slob on the planet and own a cleaning franchise. They're not looking for you to be a cleaner, right? And again, we're not here at FranCoach promoting being a big slob, but I'm like, if you were, every time you're interviewing somebody new to be an employee, have them interview by cleaning your messy house, right? You're not the doer, so they're not looking at that industry experience. I can probably count on one hand the number of franchises we work with that really do actually want some sort of industry experience. And even then, it's a preferred, not a required, right? So that's kind of the industry piece of this. And then the hours, right? So first of all, there's owner opportunities where you are full-time in the business, right? That's probably a little over the majority of times people are going to be that full-time owner in the business. But we also have the ability for you to be part-time, or the kind of the industry term is a semi-absentee owner, which is the fancy way of saying, hey, you're a part-time owner. You're going to spend 10 to 15 hours a week working on this business because you've got another gig. In fact, we just did episode 90. I had to look. We talk all about the semi-absentee model, right? And I want to come back to that in a second. But as a full-time owner, as a full-time franchise owner, if I hear somebody in that role and they say to me, oh my gosh, Tim, I'm working 80 to 100 hours a week as a franchise owner of franchise X, I'm going to call them out on one of two things. One, they're lying, right? Slash, they don't know how to do math to add how many hours they're working. Or two, they are not following the plan set out by the franchisor. And again, recurring theme in this, the main thing any franchise is looking for in a potential owner has nothing to do with skill set, background, experience. It has to do with, can you follow a plan? And no franchise, none, absolutely none, is going to expect you or want you as a full-time owner spending 80 plus hours a week running your business. If you're doing that, you're not following the plan, because it means you did not hire somebody that you were supposed to do, or probably several somebodies, right? Your inability to manage people, or cheapness, right? Those are not reasons that should be there, right? So you should not be working that level. Are you going to work hard? Yes, you're going to work hard. It's your business, right? And probably anybody that wants to be a business owner already has that kind of drive, determination, competitiveness that's looking for, again, the control over their level of success versus working for somebody else. So are you going to work hard? Yes, but you're going to work normal hard, not like the over the top, ridiculous, you know, badge of honor crap of 80 to 100 hours a week. It's not going to happen. And if it is, you're not following the plan. You are too cheap to hire somebody, or you just refuse to hire somebody because you're like, you're thinking you're wearing a red cape with an S. You're not, and you're going to struggle as a franchise owner, right? So that's that piece of the hours, right? And even if it is something that is brick and mortar, even if it is a Taco Bell, right? It's not your job to be there, right? You're not manning the, like, you know, the midnight to 7 a.m. shift, right? You've got layers of management. Again, follow the plan that the franchise has given you for that. We had somebody not too long ago looking at a small kind of boutique food franchise, and they had spoke to one of the owners in the kind of the validation process. And the owner was like, oh yeah, I'm here, you know, 6 days a week, and, you know, like, you know, get here about 10 and leave about 8 o'clock. Our client was kind of freaking out, right? Like, oh my gosh, that's terrible. I don't want to work those hours. Like, did you ask them, like, is that what they, are they choosing to do that? Like, why are they doing that? And kind of went back, and it was that particular owner is like, no, it's like, they weren't a morning person, wanted to be there kind of through the evening during that first year of giving everything up. And they were already working on their second location. So it was kind of more by choice than anything else, and still not ridiculous, like 80 to 100 hours, right? So that's from a full-time perspective. And then the other thing with the full-time thing, back to the financial, we can kind of coordinate how we do the funding options with that initial investment, sometimes to help you even offset, you know, not having that salary from that full-time job. Right, one of my favorite quotes that I'm gonna mess up here, but something to the effect of the biggest drug out there is that paycheck, right? You get hooked on this thinking it's the only way. It's not. We can figure out ways to get the business ramped up quicker, tap into funding options to help offset that, so you can be a full-time owner and step away from that paycheck. That's kind of trapping you, right? If you're in a situation where you are working and maybe actually like your job, we do occasionally talk to people that like their job, not often, frankly, but it does happen, right? Or somebody maybe just financially, they're not in a position to step away from their job, but really want that business, right? And again, you don't have to quit your job. That semi-absentee, that side gig type of thing is really possible. And darn near half of the franchises that we work with have that as a potential option for their owners, right? So keep your job, hire that manager, manage them, get that secondary income stream going. Maybe it always stays secondary income, right? Nothing wrong with multiple income streams, right? But maybe it also becomes that eventually that exit strategy, so you can step away from the job. Business is kind of replacing the income, and now maybe you're going to continue to grow and expand, whatever that might look like, right? But the kind of the moral of the story today is it is attainable. It is significantly more attainable to be a franchise owner than, again, I think is just across the board common miss, because it's going to cost too much money. I'm limited to this only things that I've done from an industry perspective, or, oh my gosh, I'm going to work so many hours. Doesn't have to cost nearly as much money as the Taco Bells of the world usually lop off a zero, or sometimes even less, right? Every industry is a potential possibility because they're not looking for doers. And if you're working 80 plus hours a week, you're not following the plan, which is the number one thing a franchise owner is looking for, or franchisor is looking for anyway in an owner: follow the dang proven plan. So hopefully, again, that kind of helps. And just kind of interesting kind of backstory how this came about, because we were talking kind of on a team call for Fran Coach, and just really kind of stressing that with one of our new team members of like, the whole point of this is really to educate people on this is attainable, right? So much more so. And that's what we want to kind of get across to people to understand, to at least reach out, get on a call, get on a couple calls with us to learn more, to see if maybe this is the path. And then the comment was made like, hey, maybe we should do a podcast for that. Great idea. Thanks, Katie. So that is really what this is all about. And again, just in general for us, and I always want to thank everybody that does tune in and listen to this. We're so excited that we've got so many people that have reached out and great feedback. We've got another one coming up here in a couple of weeks that is 100% straight from a client of ours we had a first call with last week. And you made a great suggestion on a podcast topic. So that, like, no spoiler alert, but that's coming here in a couple of weeks. So always love hearing that feedback. And again, you have found the Franchising 101 podcast. You have some level of interest in working for yourself. The curiosity, is this attainable? It really probably is. There's only one way to know for sure. You need an expert in the industry that can help you with that. I might know a guy, right? Or gal, right? We're we got a whole team of folks here ready to help you at Fran Coach. So I highly suggest and highly encourage you to take a moment, reach out to us, francoach.net. Our podcast site is franchising101podcast.net. Send us a message. Let's get a call set up. There's never, ever any fee for our service. So take 15 minutes, have that first call with this. My cheesy joke is we're like Geico. Take 15 minutes, see if this is worth exploring any further. Not helping you with the insurance, but maybe we're getting you on a path to independence, lifestyle, control, financial freedom, all of those amazing things that have gotten you here listening to us today. We'd love to talk to you. Hopefully we'll talk to you very soon. Again, francoach.net. And we look forward to catching you next week on the Franchising 101 podcast. So thanks everybody for tuning in. And we hope to talk to you soon. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising, so you can create your better tomorrow.